Start the paratest mission above. Sikne oiso ha'ir, reichtenesi dam b'mayin b'makom arifa shal egla. After they chopped the head from the egla, this Canaan from the city which is closest to the chalo, washed their hands in water by the place where they killed the egla, v'omrim, and this Canaan say, yedenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh ve'inenu lo ro. Our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see him get killed. V'chi al daitenu also shezikne beltin sheifchei damim him. Why does the Canaan have to say that they did not kill this person? Does anybody actually think that the Canaan of Bethan are murderers? The reason why the Canaan have to say that, what they are trying to say is not that they didn't kill him, but that they did not host him and then let him take his leave without giving him food for the road, and that would be like killing him, and since he did not have food, maybe he had to resort to banditry and try to steal food from people, and that would have caused him to be killed. They are also saying that they did not see him and then let him go without accompanying him. That also could cause him to be killed, as since nobody accompanied him, he was open to danger, and then somebody killed him. V'akonim omrim kapir l'amcha Yisrael shepadisa Hashem v'atitein damnati b'kerav amcha Yisrael. After this Canaan said, Yedenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, the Kohanim would then say the next pasuk. They would say that you should forgive your nation, Yisrael, that you redeemed them, Hashem, meaning Hashem redeemed them from Mitzrayim, and do not punish Klal Yisrael for this dam naki. And since they did the egla arufa, that could be a kapara for them, and that Klal Yisrael will not be punished because somebody was killed. Lo ha'yitzrichen loymar v'nikaper lehem hadam. The next words in the pasuk after V'atitein dam naki b'kerav amcha Yisrael is v'nikaper lehem adam. But that lashon nikaper lehem adam wasn't what the Kohanim say. El ruach ha'kodesh mivasrasan emesai shetasu kach adam miskaper lehem. That's not part of that mirror. The Kohanim instead, that the pasuk, the ruach ha'kodesh from the pasuk, is letting them know that when they do this, meaning when they do the whole seder of egla arufa, the dam will be niskaper for them. So therefore the pasuk says v'nikaper lehem adam, as they will not be punished since they did the Seder of the Egla Arufa. Mesechus Saita Paritas, Mishnah Zayin, Nimsa Harik, Adjalo Nerpa Egla, Tete Vatira Be'eder. If the murderer was found before we did that Ripa to Egla, the Egla is free to go out and pasture with the rest of the flock, and even though we already brought the Egla down to the Nachal Esan, once we found the murderer, there is no reason anymore to do the Arifa to Egla, so therefore the Egla can go back with the rest of the flock. Misha Nerpa Egla, Tikaver Bimkoima. But if the murderer was only found after we already did that ripas ha'egel, then the egel must be buried in the place that it was killed, as the egel is also bana once we did that rifa. Sha'al safik bas me tchilasa kipra speka v'hochel. We do not say that since we found the murderer, then we did that ripas ha'egel betos, and the egel should not be also bana. The reason being is we only brought the egel in the first place me safik, since we did not know who killed this murder victim. Therefore, we wanted a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Since we couldn't punish the murderer, we were afraid that Klal Yisrael would be punished. So we did that ripa to Egla. So we did have a kapara for this subject called mine. We didn't find the murderer. So therefore, we do not say that ripa to Egla is betos, and the Egla is also by now must be buried in the place where we did the arifa. Nerfa ha'egla v'achakach nimsa ha'harek, hareza yeharek. If after the arifa to Egla we found the murderer gets punished, we kill him. Besides, this is the punishment for a murderer, and we learn this out from the pasuk, Ba'ata tevar hadam hanaki mekirbacha. This is the last pasuk of the parsha of Egla Arufa, and we see from here that even though we already did the whole parsha of Egla Arufa, once we find the murderer, we must kill him.